The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Construction is underway in Richmond to reduce overflows of sewage into the James River. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
If you drive along Williamsburg Avenue over Gillies Creek in Richmond's East End, you can't miss the construction. Workers are installing a new sewer pipe and making other changes that city officials expect to greatly reduce the number of local sewage overflows, which occur when heavy rain inundates the system. But the state is mandating that Richmond reduce bacteria flowing from its sewers by 70% before 2035. That's about $600 million worth of work. It's far more than city ratepayers can cover, according to Grace LaRose, a Department of Public Utilities policy advisor.
Governor Youngkin ran saying he would fix this. And we did get money from him in the previous budget, and we were hoping to continue that going forward. We will need money every single year going forward.
The state budget draft includes $50 million for Richmond sewers. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Richmond's Department of Public Utilities is a VPM sponsor. Feedmore's longtime base of operations in Northside Richmond could soon be replaced with condos. Richmond BizSense reports that a New Jersey-based developer has filed plans to build 180 condominiums on the six-acre site. The hunger relief organization had been operating out of Road Miller Street for decades. It put the Diamond District adjacent property up for sale last year. Feedmore is currently constructing a new $40 million headquarters in Henrico County's Lakeside neighborhood. Senator Tim Kaine says Virginia's congressional delegation is watching reforms aimed at the U.S. Postal Service Distribution Center in Sandston. In a press call Tuesday, Kaine said his office began fielding mail delivery complaints last fall.
You know, it's clear that Virginians have been getting very poor service from the Postal Service, particularly in the aftermath of this process reform improvement and the creation of this Richmond Distribution Center. This center was touted as kind of the new wave of the Postal Service. It was going to be more efficient and also lead to better customer service. But in fact, the opposite has been true.
The Inspector General's Office for the USPS released a report Monday on issues at the Sandston Center. Spotsylvania County Public Schools has reappointed a longtime administrator to be its interim superintendent. Kelly Gimple, an educator with nearly three decades on the job, will return as the temporary Spotsy School's head while a national search begins. According to the Fredericksburg Free Press, he was also interim prior to former superintendent Mark Taylor's hiring in 2022. Taylor was dismissed for cause in March after a 5-0 school board vote. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney's budget proposal includes improvements for Browns Island and Canal Walk. Kat Anthony, executive director of the Virginia Capital Trail Foundation, is excited about what that could mean for the city's public parks and trails.
We're also very excited about funding for green spaces and parks in the mayor's budget. We love seeing that he is supportive of our parks department.
Richmond City Council has until the end of May to adopt a budget. The next council meeting is Monday, April 8th at 6 p.m. It's getting hot in here for hip-hop duo The Neptunes. Billboard reports that Virginia Beach natives Chad Hugo and Pharrell Williams are fighting in federal court over the group's trademark rights. Hugo, who co-produced several hits with Williams in the early 2000s, alleges that his longtime collaborator has been violating an agreement related to shared trademark filings. It is not immediately clear whether the suit is related to recent news on an upcoming film project based on Williams' childhood. PETA is recognizing Wythe County firefighters and administrators with Compassionate Action Awards for saving an infant bear cub. According to Cardinal News, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is recognizing the March 14th rescue of an infant black bear cub from an out-of-control brush fire. The cub is currently recuperating at the Wildlife Center of Virginia in Waynesboro, where he will be raised for the next year. The solar eclipse is happening April 8th, and Virginia State Parks are preparing viewing parties all over the Commonwealth. A solar eclipse is when the moon moves in front of the sun, partially or fully obscuring the view from Earth. In Virginia, between 76% and 90% of the sun will be covered. When viewing the eclipse, experts say it is crucial to use proper eyewear that meets international safety standards. You can learn more about eclipse safety from Science Matters at vpm.org/sciencematters. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.